கலையே பதறிக் கதறித் தலையூடு அலையே படுமாறு அதுவாய் விடவோ. கொலையே புரி வேடர் குலப்பிடித்தோய் மலையே மலை கூறிடு வாகையனே.
Today's verse deals with a very modern problem, Apurva, information overload. Arunagirinathar explains how even religious studies and sciences can sometimes lead to more confusion instead of clarity.
Wait, Vedant, I thought the more you study, the smarter you get. How can knowledge be a problem?
He says, Kalaye padarik kadarit. He means that all the arts and scriptures we study can eventually start shouting inside our heads, making us anxious. He compares it to ocean waves crashing inside the brain. Talayod alaye.
Okay, now I get that. Sometimes you read so many different opinions that you don't know what to believe anymore. So how do we stop these waves?
He asks, Aduvai aayi vidavo. He's asking, when will I stop just reading about the truth and actually become the truth? He then calls out to Muruga, Vedar kula pidithoi malaye. He describes Muruga as a sturdy mountain embraced by Valli, who is like a majestic female elephant, Pidi.
Calling Valli a female elephant is such a unique imagery. But why compare Muruga to a mountain again?
Because a mountain is unshakable. He says, Male kuridu vagayane. The victorious one who split the mountain, Krauncha. He's saying, O Lord who broke the mountain of ego, please break through this mountain of confusing thoughts in my head and let me experience you directly.
I see. He's moving from theory, that is the arts and scripts, to practical, that is direct experience. What is the takeaway?
Takeaway. 1. Intellectual anxiety. Accumulating information isn't the same as gaining wisdom. Too much book knowledge without experience can create mental turbulence like stormy waves. 2. The unshakable focus. When you focus on Muruga, the mountain, the noisy waves of the mind settle down. The goal is to move from knowing about God to being one with God.
Got it, Vedant. Instead of overthinking and letting my brain become a stormy ocean of info, I'll try to keep it steady like a mountain.
That's smart. When the noisy waves of the mind stops, Muruga's presence becomes clear. See you tomorrow for verse 34.